Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, when people despise and don't have time for the things of God, and they put other things as more important, they don't realize how that's affecting their grandkids. But by the same token, when God's things are very top-notch to you, and they're first place, and they're priority to you, you're setting up your kids and grandkids for blessings. Because the Lord honors those that honor Him, and one way He honors you is by doing things for your kids. Did you know that? Now, a grave mistake that Eli made was putting his kids first. Did you see this? What did verse 29 say? He said, "You have honored your sons above me." It's even taught in churches that your family comes first. Did you hear me, friends? It's taught in churches. Well, my kids come first. I live for my kids. You ever heard that? Then you don't live for God. You can't. There's not two number one spots. If your kids are number one, God's not. He's number two, three, somewhere down the line, but there's not but one space at the top. And folks don't realize, if you live for your kids and your life revolves around your kids and they are first place in your thought and mind continuously, you're being a poor parent and you're hurting them tremendously. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, what are you teaching them? If you put them first, you cater to their whims, everything revolves around them, you are teaching them not to put God first. You're teaching them to put their self first. Did you hear me, friends? This is happening not just with unbelievers, but with believers' kids. They cater to the child's every whim and everything. They, you know, live for the child. And so the child thinks the world revolves around them and thinks it's totally okay to be self-centered and self-focused all the time. And then they have to go to school. And a lot of times, folks won't let them go to school. They keep them at home so they can focus on them continuously. Did you hear me? But eventually, if they do get out, and it's a shock to them that the world doesn't revolve around me. Oh, this is going over big. And they, you know, they're used to everybody catering to them. And it doesn't work at the workplace, and it doesn't work in these programs and that programs. And so they get their feelings hurt, and they get miffed, and they get upset, and they get depressed. Because when you think about yourself all the time, it is depressing. Did you know this or not? It is. If all you think about is how you feel and what you want and what you need and what you don't have and what you can't do and what they wouldn't do for you and what they wouldn't give you and what you couldn't get, that is miserable. Miserable. And absolutely un-Christian. Ungodly. And yet you got Christian parents training their kids to be this way. No, friend, the greatest thing you ever did for your kids, for your whole family, is put God first. And demonstrate, show them how to do it by putting Him above them. Well, Mama, I want to do this. No, it's time to do this. Yeah, but I want to do that. No, it's time to go to church. It's time to do this. Time to do your chores. Time to do that. Yeah, but I won't. And I want to do this. You need to tell them what my mom used to tell me. Well, son, you're old enough now to know your wants don't hurt you. Get to it. I won't. We live in a generation of whiny babies. But you don't have to be that way. You can be a light in the darkness. Your children, I mean the little ones, can be lights. It's already happening in our church. They can be lights to where that the teachers and other people go, wow, that is the most respectful young man, young woman, the most giving, the most courteous. Why? Because they don't go around with their self on the mind all the time. Yes. They're actually acting like little Christians.
Yes.
Imagine that. And you teach them to put God first by demonstrating it. In for living it in front, not putting them first, putting God first. And so they learn how to do it.
Yes.
And that's what the Bible said. So then they will honor God and they will honor their mother and father. And the Bible said it will go well with them.
Yes.
It'll go well with them in the earth, down here now. And they'll live long.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Why? Because God would be honoring them.
That's right.
Why would He be honoring them? Not because they're honoring themselves, because they're honoring God.
Amen.
He's honoring them. Can you say amen? Can you see it, friends? So, so important. Thank you, Master. Go with me, if you would, to Luke, the 19th chapter. The Lord honors those who honor Him. Now, the word honor, as we said, means to value, to esteem, to prize. And those who prize the things of God are the ones who qualify to receive them. I mean, it's just reasonable that God's not going to give His precious things to people who don't even care or who don't have time for it. Who's He going to give more to? To those who esteem it, to those who value it. Notice in Luke, the 19th chapter, this is the story of the talents, where the master distributed to his servants for them to trade with and to increase. And in Luke 19:24, well, verse 23, the one who just took the one and hid it. Now you know why he just gave him one. He wasn't going to do anything with it anyway. Now, by him taking it and sticking it away shows you what he thought of it, doesn't it? To just stick it away and hide it, stick it on the shelf, stick it in a drawer, shows he did not value it, he did not esteem it. Now, the other guys, they had to have a different idea. They got it and they go, wow, this is a great opportunity. I've got to do something with this. And so it was on their mind. It was in their heart. They were praying. They were looking. They got up in the morning. They were on the phone. They were on the internet. They were talking to people. Is that right? They made calls and they visited. And then why? Because I got something here. I got something. It's valuable. It's precious. It's an opportunity. It's a responsibility. It's important. And so the Lord blessed them and helped them, and theirs increased, didn't it? And multiplied. And what did this guy do? What'd he do? Stuck it and covered it up. That's despising it. Can you see that? That's despising it. And the Bible said, the Lord said to him, why didn't you give my money to the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury or interest? At least I could have got a little bit of interest off of it. You'd just stuck it in there. What did he do with it? Absolutely nothing. So is he going to get more? Did the Lord honor him by giving him one? Yeah. And so what did he do? He didn't honor, he despised it, he treated it like it was nothing. Not worthy of his time or effort, just stick it away and whatever. And what did he say? He said to them that stood by, take from him the pound. Now this is the sobering thing that we need to get a hold of, guys. Take it from him. Isn't that what happened to Eli? and his boys, their ministry was taken from them. Their opportunity was taken from them. Remember Esau? Did he lose what God gave him?
Yes.
He had the right of the firstborn. He had the right to the blessing of the firstborn. And he was out there one day and got hungry. And his brother said, well, trade it to me for this food. He said, well, what? This thing ain't gonna do me any good. Sure, deal. And lost it. Did he lose it?
Yes.
Did he lose it? When you despise something, you fail to value it. You fail to appreciate it. You're disqualifying yourself from having it. And whatever you despise, you can't hold on to. You can't keep. Now this is not just academic, friends. Things are happening. Things are moving. We're in a time of transition. Changes are going on. Some will be promoted. Some are going to come into more grace and glory than they've ever experienced. And it's sad, but some will be left behind. Some will lose their place. I hope not in this church, but it's not up to me. If people don't have time for the things of God, or if they begrudge it. Well, we got to go to church. No, you get to go to church. What do you have more important? See? Well, we have to read our chapter. No. Be glad that you can open your eyes and move your lips. And you got another day to serve the Lord. And you got the freedom to stand up and read your Bible right out loud. Feed your spirit. Honor God in front of your family and friends. You don't got to. You get to. If you don't see it as a privilege, you start treating it as drudgery. Did you hear me? Well, we got to go serve on the team. No, no. There could be 1,000 other people in your place serving on that team. Well, let them. That's how you lose out. Can you see this? Because who's God going to give His precious things to? Those that value them. Those that esteem. One reason I'm spending extra time on this again today is this is one of the main things of the whole series. It's something that the further I go, the more I see it happening all around me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.